We have to look forward and guess what is going to happen within the foreseeable future. I had said that the right is determined to get the majlis. If they can get the majlis, they have got it. Then I think their next move would be to get the presidency next year, which is exactly what they would do. So in a sense, within the next 2 years or so, we would be returning to the pre-1997 election. In other words, the right not only has the judicial branch of the government, it has the executive branch, and it has the parliament as well. The important question is, what is going to happen? What, or rather, what the right would do? When we talk about the right, you must realize that it's wrong to talk about the right as though they are a single political current. It isn't like that. The right really is a spectrum. You have a very hardline fundamentalist, which are within the conservative currents. You have some currents, some people that really are just as good as the reformists. But as I said, you have people whose mind has stuck to the year that Islamic Revolution happened in 1979. They haven't been able to move forward. They all are conservative, quote unquote. So it is very important who takes the lead within the conservative leadership. If people like Rafsanjani, if people like Larijani, if people like Hassan Rouhani, if they can exert some muscle, you know, in the leadership of the right, then I think there are some lights at the end of the tunnel for the Islamic Iran. If Jannati, Khazali, Dehnamaki, Allah Karam, if those people would be able to exert pressure and take the command of the conservative leadership, then frankly I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel for the conservative.
But whatever the situation, you seem to be suggesting that the future for the current president, Mr. Khatami, is rather bleak.
I think it was bleak the day after the municipal election last year. The reformists, for some reason, they didn't realize that the game was over, if you like, that they had lost. Once the people decided not to vote for the reformists, that was it. That was it for the reformists, because the reformists only could rely upon the people's support. But the moment that they lost the support, the popularity within city dwellers, if you like, that was the end for the reformists. And the conservatives realized that. That's why they became so bold. That's why they got rid of all the reformist candidates, because the Guardian Council had no reason to give in. Well, why should have they compromised? Your opponent was so weak that why you should have compromised?